October 30, be not conformed, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Christ never leads his followers to take upon themselves vows that will unite them with those who have no connection with God. Between the worldly man and the one who is faithfully serving God, there is a great gulf fixed. Upon the most momentous subjects, God and truth and eternity, their thoughts and sympathies and feelings are not in harmony. One class is ripening as wheat for the garner of God, the other is tares for the fires of destruction. How can there be unity of purpose or action between them? We are to beware of indulging a spirit of bigotry and intolerance. We are not to stand aside from others in a spirit that seems to say, "Come not near to me, for I am holier than thou." We are not to shut ourselves away from our fellow human beings, but are to seek to impart to them the precious truth that has blessed our own hearts. But if we are Christians, having the spirit of him who died to save men from their sins, we shall love the souls of our fellow men too well to countenance their sinful pleasures by our presence and our influence. Such a course, so far from benefiting them, would only cause them to doubt the reality of our religion. We should be firmly rooted in the conviction that whatever in any sense turns aside from truth and justice in our association and partnership with men cannot benefit us and greatly dishonors God. The work of God for the salvation of the human family is the one work of supreme importance to be carried forward in our world. When men are willing to count all things but loss that they may win Christ, their eyes will be opened to see things as they really are. Then they will turn away from the earthly attractions to the heavenly. "They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, of the obedient, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Malachi 3:17 and 18.